Vermont for years has had more inmates than it has room for. A recent legislative report set a goal of cutting the state's prison population by 100 people over 5 years. Then COVID-19 hit, and the prison population dropped by nearly 300 people in just 2 months as prison officials hurried to reduce the risk of infection behind bars. Today, VPR's Emily Corwin asks, how did this happen and what does it mean going forward?
It's unlikely what happened to Brian Foy last year would have gone down the same way this year. Back then, Foy was still serving time for a 2015 conviction for larceny, but the Department of Corrections had let him out on furlough. Furlough, like parole, allows people to serve part of their prison sentence in the community under the supervision of field officers. For Foy, it meant he could work. He had discovered he loved finishing concrete.
I always felt like I couldn't do things until I discovered concrete, and I realized that, you know, I had a touch to, you know, finish concrete and do sidewalks, and like I had a little artistic skills. And
this job meant Foy could help pay the bills and help raise his daughter Jocelyn, who's in elementary school. The thing about furlough, though, is the Department of Corrections can take it away at any time. And that's what happened to Foy. He got in an altercation with a neighbor and spent the next 5 months behind bars. If Foy's altercation had happened this July instead of last, he may have avoided prison altogether. What changed? Coronavirus.
You know, we have kind of changed how we've done supervision.
Dale Crook is in charge of field supervision at DOC. It's his officers who determine when someone like Foy ought to go back to prison. In spring of last year, Crook's division brought 126 people back to prison each month on technical violations. This past April, that number was just 19, a decrease of 85%.
We've really stopped, for the most part, our short incarcerative sanctions. For a lot of reasons to make sure we maintain the safety of our facilities.
Crook says to reduce the risk of an outbreak behind bars, DOC needed to book fewer people into prison. Plus, he says new safety protocols for staff meant office visits were suspended and officers were told not to go into their subjects' homes.
But if it's still a public safety or serious behaviors, we're still responding, and we can still respond with our full repertoire of responses.
Crook says police also stopped responding to less serious incidents. And between March and May, Vermont's prison population dropped by nearly 300 people to about 1,400. That was enough to make room for all the people Vermont incarcerates out of state. This is vindication for prison reformers like James Lyle. He heads up the Vermont ACLU.
In a matter of a few weeks, Vermont finally took an approach to its criminal justice system that accomplished the kinds of reductions in prison population that we've been calling for years, that could have been accomplished a long time ago, pre-pandemic, and that should absolutely be maintained and built upon.
Lyle says COVID-19 has proven that law enforcement can keep people out of prison without jeopardizing public safety. Washington County State's Attorney Rory Tebow says the jury is still out on that.
It's probably a little bit too early to tell what the shift of, you know, our supervised population from an incarcerated setting back to a community setting or staying in the community means in the long term.
Tebow points to domestic violence. Vermont State Police data shows their domestic violence reports increased by 48% in the first half of 2020 compared to the first half of 2019. Chittenden County's famously progressive state's attorney, Sarah George, says in her county, she has not seen an uptick in crime.
Do you think there have been negative consequences to the prison reduction?
No.
George agrees with the ACLU's James Lyle. She says the pandemic-driven decline in incarceration proves Vermont was jailing people it didn't need to, people who weren't a threat to public safety. And she says COVID-19 has brought her office some self-reflection. At one point, early in the virus, she says DOC asked her staff to review all their pretrial detainees. And some, they discovered, didn't need to be there.
There was a couple that came up that we had a great conversation as staff of, like, what did we learn from this? Why did we ask for it?
Last week, Governor Phil Scott signed a criminal justice reform bill that's been in the works for over a year. Its primary goal is to drive down the number of people who end up behind bars the way Brian Foy did, on a technical violation. State's attorney Sarah George says she's not optimistic this alone will keep the numbers down. And they are actually already ticking up. In June, the Department of Corrections booked twice as many people on technical violations as it did in April. Believe it or not, Brian Foy was one of them. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.